checking out my sign. How about checking out a gospel card?
Yeah, repentance is a good thing. What do you guys
What's your name?
Jeremiah.
I'm James.
James, good to meet you, James.
My wife, Debbie. How can I help you on this glorious day?
I mean, Jesus tells us that, the apostles preach that, you know, Acts 2:38, you're born again, baptized in the name of Jesus, repentance, you know, being filled with the Holy Spirit, so, right on with that, if that's what you guys are talking about here.
Well, we are, but we go deeper than that, because the American church system teaches people, have faith in Jesus, because he died for you, repent. A lot of them don't have repentance, right? Repentance is changing your mind and changing your ways.
Right,
the Americans don't change their ways. They feel bad for their sin, but they keep doing it. I was just telling that man. He's telling me he's holy, set apart for God. He's got a Georgia Dogs hat on. And I said, can I ask you a question? Is that football, college football? He goes, yeah. I said, what's good, pure, true, godly, worthy, noble about college football? And he goes, well, not really good. Jesus is going to judge me because I like football. I said, he's going to judge you for all willful sin that you continue on in. And people deny that, but I ask them. So you can be worldly carnal. Football is violent, rowdy, covetous, immodest. God won't judge you for that. Can I be a liar and just not repent of it and go to heaven? They're going to go. How about, can I be a drunk? Can I be a practicing sodomite? How about a murderer? Well, the Bible says all those things are going to go to hell. So you have to repent and come out of the world. And this is the world. This is why we travel. I retired early to do this. This is why we travel and preach all over America for free. We don't take people's money. Our website, if you go to it, don'tperish.com, teaches why the culture's wrong. It also, in God's word, it also teaches why the American church system is wrong. And I don't care. Name a denomination. They're made of man. They're not fully biblical. They're compromised. They're feminized. They're worldly. They have a false gospel. They're keeping pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. So that's what we come out to. We come out to these festivals because Jesus said in the last days it will be like it was in the days of Noah.
That's correct.
Eating, yep. Drinking, making merry, then destruction.
Giving
America
marriage,
is headed for the wrath of God, and so is the world.
Yep.
The judgment's already begun. Look at the foolishness in this country. People don't know what's a man or a woman.
Right.
They say a baby in the womb's not alive, but they're looking for little microscopic germs on Mars calling it life.
Yeah.
The world has become unhinged because they become foolish.
Right.
Because they're not following God.
Right.
So that's what we preach. And again, I would encourage you, I don't know if you're part of a religious system, to go much deeper than what the pastors, the priests have taught you. I'll just make this challenge. You have my email. You can prove me wrong. I don't know in America of one building religious system that's fully biblical. I don't know of one. If you know of one, you call it out to me. We'll go visit it. And if they're fully biblical and want to be, we will become their best workers. We'll pour into them. We'll have. I can't find it. I also can't find any house churches that are fully biblical. Usually house churches are a bunch of disgruntled denominational people that gather, and they don't want to keep the fullness of God's truth. They just want to complain about the pastor. He wanted my money, or the gossip was too bad. But they're not living for the kingdom of God. So that's why we go, we come and do this. That's why I teach on my website. We encourage people to go much deeper than the culture and mostly the church systems have you going.
Man, yeah, we are God's house, right? He said, I'll put my spirit in you.
Yep.
Yeah, so he can dwell among us.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
so I would ask you, so do you claim to be born again?
Well, I know I am according to the Bible, right?
I'm sorry?
I know I am according to what Jesus said in
okay.
John 3.
So I would encourage you.
Born again in the water and in the spirit.
Amen.
Baptized in Jesus' name.
Right.
Filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, just
right.
Like in the book of Acts.
Yep, tongues isn't for everyone, but it definitely is a gift.
It is for everybody. Right?
No, it isn't. No, the Bible says not. I have articles on, but the Bible says not everyone will speak in tongues. Not everyone will speak in tongues. You must be a Pentecostal.
I was an atheist.
Yeah.
And then that's,
yeah, the Pentecostals were developed in the early 1900s, and they're another man-made religious system. Let me challenge you with something. They haven't taught you far enough to go to how to dress your temple. The Bible actually teaches us how to dress our temple. The Bible actually teaches us men to not preach or share the word of God with our heads covered. Notice my wife has her head covered. It's not long hair. It's an actual veil covering. I got articles on that. You're preaching to me with your head covered, and you're not biblically dressed. I just call you out because I love you. You're not biblically dressed. You're showing your form off when God killed an animal in Genesis 3 and showed us how to cover our forms because sin has come. And so a lot of the Pentecostals teach women to wear dresses, which is biblical. The men all walk around towing their butts and stuff off. Why do the women, can't the women do that?
It's hypocritical. So I have articles on all that, and I only tell you that because you seem like you have a desire and a love for the truth of God. You've got to go much deeper than this Pentecostal system is taking.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we have been. In fact, our Pentecostal church kicked us out. So.
Well, okay. You know, but you're still not in the fullness. And Jesus said if you keep false traditions and lies, Matthew or Mark 7, Revelation 22, you worship God in vain and you'll be outside the kingdom. And remember, one sin is important. One sin tossed Adam and Eve out. One sin cost Ananias and Sapphira their life in Acts 5. And ready? The rich man. He came to Jesus, right? He came to Jesus and he said, how do I gain eternal life? Jesus said, keep the law. Now, you believe Jesus was God?
He is.
He knew the future. He knows everything.
God.
Jesus says, keep the law. This rich man says, I've done that. Have you noticed something? Go read this account. Jesus doesn't challenge him and go, you're not. You're full of a bunch of sin. He goes, I've done that my whole life. You know what Jesus said to him? One thing you lack. This man lacked one thing to make it in the kingdom of God. He loved his money more. So, yeah, Jesus doesn't tell everybody to sell everything. He tells the people that love their money, get rid of it. So, like, if you're addicted to porn, I'm going to tell you, smash your iPhone. That would be good for you. I'm not addicted to porn. I can use an iPhone.
First thing God delivered me from.
Yeah, so, but one thing. So go and test yourself that one thing, that sign of holiness or worldliness or sin or united to man-made religion that's going to keep you under the kingdom of God. Test yourself. You got my email. You got my phone number. You got my resources all for free. If I can help you go deeper, let me know.
Yeah, definitely. I'll give you my card as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
Online ministry at work. Do the same thing. Find Christian believers who want to get them to become more mature.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all,
but
yeah,
just remember, just in love, you've got to be a biblical. You've got to be a biblical disciple to make biblical disciples.
Amen.
And so the Pentecostals that I know of, and even the people that are like that, have not gone deep enough. I mean, that, again, if people can't get to the place where they know how to dress their temple, I really have to guess how deep their theology is. Many Pentecostals die on baptism in Jesus' name only. And they want to talk about that, and I teach about it. I'm more than willing to talk about it. But then when we go to other things like coming out of the culture and biblical dress and the full gospel, a lot of them, they have kind of like pet topics. And that's a very, very bad thing. Sure. We need to be full-rounded. We need to be full-rounded completely and not just living off of a man-made doctrine. And that all comes from man-made religion. The Pentecostals came out of the Azusa Street Revival, which was an occult demonic revival. Slain in the spirit, I got articles on that. That's not of God.
Just because you have an article doesn't mean that.
The Hindus do it. No, it's not in the Bible. What? Name one verse and chapter where they're slain in the spirit.
Well, that's true. I'm not saying that is, but of course being filled with the spirit, right?
Yeah, being filled with the spirit. And the joy, ready? The joy of the Holy Spirit. You know what it is? Have you studied the Greek? I encourage you to study the Greek. You know what the joy of the Holy Spirit is?
What's that?
The joy of the Holy Spirit is inner calm and cheerfulness. It's not jumping up and down and screaming. It's not running like the Pentecostals do. It's not handling snakes. All some of them do that. It's not all this craziness. Jesus was calm till he was righteously angry. Paul was calm till he was righteously angry. John the Baptist was calm till he was righteously angry. Peter was calm till he was righteously angry. All these religious services, everybody jumping around, it's not of God. Satan has infiltrated the so-called body of Christ.
I agree.
Pentecostals are the worst. And what's come out of the Pentecostals? The word of faith. Kenneth Copeland and those raging heretics. And now, are you familiar with the New Apostolic Reformation?
I've heard of it.
Bill Johnson, they're even worse. They're going into signs and wonders and Jesus is appearing on top of our building and craziness.
Yep.
So I would really warn you, go much deeper. They're going to start cranking that music.
Right.
I'd warn you to go much, much deeper. My website's there to help you. I love you.
All right,
test yourself. God be praised.
Check 1, 2, 2.